One of the great images of Olympic history, one of the great and sad, terrible stories of Olympic history. Peter Norman, the Australian silver medalist in the 200 metres in 1968, standing alongside Tommy Smith and John Carlos on the medal dais, wearing the Olympic Project for Human Rights badge, while the American pair, both of whom are African-American, give a Black Power salute. They all became firm friends as a result of that. But for his troubles, Peter Norman was banned from the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich. As a result, he quit athletics in protest. It seems now there's a chance he'll get a posthumous apology for that banning. And this is what's being debated at the moment in federal parliament. Later this evening, the debate will be kicked off as the Labor MP Andrew Lee discusses his motion to apologise to Norman, who died in 2006. Joining us now is Norman's sister, Elaine Ambler. Elaine, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
How important is this apology, particularly given that Peter's no longer with us?
It's created quite a buzz within the family. I think everybody's just blown away by it. You know, it was unexpected. My other brother, Laurie Norman, heard it being discussed on the radio and got in touch with someone up here in Canberra. And as a result, Mum and I have come up to be present when the argument's read tonight. So it is important. It's important for all of us, yeah.
Was it something you'd been seeking?
No, it's not. So it came as a surprise, actually, that it was up. But we're all really pleased that somebody has taken the time and trouble to look into it and actually do something about it.
I just wonder, I mean, if you weren't seeking it and there's a chance that it doesn't succeed and then you get let down, is it possible that it would have been better to leave the matter lie?
No, I think it's brought it. Look, I don't think anything that is controversial and comes up for debate, it just gets people thinking about it and talking about it. So, no, I don't think. Probably disappointed because, yes, it would be lovely to have that dealt with in this way and an apology. Certainly, my mum's really happy about it and she thinks that. Certainly should get an apology.
Oh, I can imagine she does, and I can certainly imagine the family believe that.
Yes.
And there's strong grounds for it. I mean, let's face it, it was pretty rough treatment for him to be banned for making a human rights stance. I understand the Olympics are meant to be, in some senses, apolitical. How did it affect him? You would have known him well, obviously. Was it something he spoke about a lot?
Occasionally he spoke about it when we asked him about it. I think he was... look, it came natural to Peter to take a stand with other people, with the underdog. That was a natural thing. And in hindsight, with all that's happened, if he was called on to do that again or if that sort of thing came up again when he was alive, I think he would have done the same, even in hindsight, knowing what had happened.
Even
I think that's the sort of bloke he was. Yeah,
and I mentioned that the three of them became firm friends. Tommy Smith and John Carlos were pallbearers at his funeral back in 2006. Are you still in touch with them?
Mum is. Mum's still with John especially. She emails him and he emails her occasionally. Yeah,
well, look, it is one of the great stories. It's a terrible story as well, but one of the great stories of Olympic history. I hope this doesn't make things more difficult for you. We'll see what happens with that apology. Look, we'll follow it.
Sorry, go ahead. We'll be proud of Peter no matter how it turns out. The family really are very proud of the stand he took.
Yeah, I understand that completely, and they're not alone. Elaine, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Elaine Ambler, the sister of Peter Norman, that debate taking place in the Parliament in about an hour from now.